Michael Myers is back. The boogeyman from the Halloween movies has returned to terrorize Laurie Strode, played again by Jamie Lee Curtis exactly 40 years after the original. John Carpenter directed that low-budget, highly influential horror movie and also composed its creepy, minimalist score. The new Halloween was directed by David Gordon Green, no relation to our own David Green, but as Tim Grieving reports, only one composer knows how to score Michael Myers.
One of the most recognizable and enduring horror scores ever written was also one of the cheapest.
I only had 3 days to do the music to Halloween.
John Carpenter's 1978 film, about a masked butcher stalking babysitters on Halloween night, had a budget of around $300,000. No money for an orchestra or big-name film composer. So Carpenter, who learned music as a kid and had played in bands since college, booked a synthesizer studio in L.A. and plunked down some simple tunes.
I recorded 5 or 6 themes. And this wasn't scoring to picture. This was just scoring blind, and then I would cut the themes into the movie. And so I had to guess at, various moods. What surprised me is they actually fit pretty well into the movie. It's a cheap but effective way of scoring.
Very effective. In writing these minimalistic pieces for analog synths, Carpenter created a propulsive, dreamlike sense of dread that transformed the low-budget slasher flick, according to Matt Zoller Seitz.
I would say that Halloween is probably one of the 5 most significant American horror films. It's right up there with Psycho, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Alien.
Seitz, a film critic and editor of RogerEbert.com, says the music is a huge reason why.
John Carpenter's score for Halloween is one of the most perfect matches of soundtrack and picture since Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, which was scored by Bernard Herrmann. Michael doesn't run, he walks, which makes him much scarier. And then listen to the score. There's not a lot of fuss in the score. It's as minimalist and effective as that butcher knife that Michael carries.
Carpenter's no longer directing, but he's been writing catchy, hypnotic albums and playing live concerts. Producer Jason Blum made Halloween fans very happy when he asked Carpenter to score Michael Myers' Homecoming.
I love what Halloween has done for me, and I love the movie itself. And every time a sequel is made, I get paid.
Who can blame him? For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.